Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Adrian. Thank you so much for tuning into the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Our topic today is, Torah, do you really need it? This will help you decide. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. In order for Jewish civilization to function and provide a framework of meaning and godly living, we need to value the specificity of Jewish forms and traditions, while insisting on change when those forms no longer function to support our values. We can try to discover the text's relevance to our decision-making. We can ask, as described above, whether the text can or should be translated or revalued to help it speak to our time. I would encourage exploring the other texts of Jewish civilization, literature, music, drama, and even art. In the article, I will argue against the Orthodox Jewish view that the Torah should be treated as an absolute authority. I argue that none of these reasons can justify absolute authority if the authority prescribes norms that we strongly judge to be immoral. Even relativists should endorse the claim in the text above. They would only add that this claim is true from my perspective, but it may not be true from a different perspective. In Sephardi congregations, Haggadah takes place before the Torah reading. When a boy has a bar mitzvah, after he recites the second Torah blessing of his aliyah, his father says a special blessing. A prayer for the dead called, Kel Malei Rachamim, God, who is full of mercy, is recited on Shabbat afternoons on behalf of anyone in the synagogue who will be commemorating a Yarzeit in the coming week. Judaism believes in the Jews, meaning, in the Torah that is revealed through the Jewish people. Do not add or subtract from what I command, by your understanding excludes an oral interpretation of the laws. But there is nothing in the verses referenced, or anywhere else in Torah, that preclude an oral interpretation of the laws. Torah reading, Hebrew, Kriyat Hatorah, reading of the Torah, Ashkenazi pronunciation, Kriyas Hatwar, is a Jewish religious tradition that involves the public reading of a set of passages from a Torah scroll. Because the Hebrew calendar varies from year to year, two readings are sometimes combined so that the entire Pentateuch is read over the course of a year. Most but not all conservative congregations permit women to have an aliyah for at least part of the reading. This was Torah, do you really need it? This will help you decide. By the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 752. My name is Adrian Bailey, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.